Good evening, everybody. Great to see you again. Thanks so much for coming out again on a Thursday night so that we can learn more about what it means for us to have and receive and read the Lord's Word and to encourage one another. Today we are thinking about the work of the Word, what the Lord wants to do in our lives by His Word. So I hope that'll be an encouraging time for us this evening. It's the classic question to ask a child, isn't it? What do you want to be when you grow up? I wonder what you said when you were asked that question when you were little. My answer was always either a doctor or a scientist. Don't know how I found myself here. But lots of my friends wanted to be firemen for some reason. I don't know why. None of them are firemen now, but that's what they wanted to be. Our culture is very good at asking that kind of question, isn't it? What do you want to be when you grow up? Where would you like to live? What would you like to have? But how good is our culture at getting us to think about what we want to be like when we grow up? And that question, what do we want to be like, is unavoidable for the Christian because of who our Heavenly Father is and who He wants us to be like. And I think we see from those Bible passages, amongst various things, that ultimately God our Father wants us to be more and more like the person of Jesus, His Son. That passage in Romans 8 said, "For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son." It's a family likeness thing, isn't it? I've come to realise over time, whether I like it or not, how much I am like my mum and dad. Even down to details such as the way I sneeze or nod my head as I listen to a piece of music. And if you read through that first letter of John, the Apostle John, he writes over and over again that the true children of God show themselves by the fact they begin to live in a certain way. If we are sons and daughters of God, then we will begin to live like His Son, Jesus, in family likeness. That's not at the expense of our own individuality, but that we might share in Jesus' loveliness and character. And I think the Bible reveals that the more we are like Jesus, the more we delight in Jesus, the more we're going to live a life of love that brings glory to God and joy to our lives. So the Christian life, I think, at its heart becomes about asking this question. With the help of God, how can I seek to live more like Jesus for the glory of God? What things in my life aren't very Jesus-like? How can I better live a Jesus-like life of love? Because I think that's what God is most interested in than anything else. And learning that life of love is what everything else springs out from. We've spent some time so far thinking about God's word over this Lent course. We've thought about how it is a gift, the window through which we see God's glory. We've seen how it is a story, that wonderful, hopeful story of creation to new creation, that story we're invited into. And we've seen how it is all about the person, Jesus Christ. And today we're thinking about the work of the Word. How does the Bible fit into this work that our Father is doing? Because we can't separate the work God is doing from His Word. How does it fit in with our Father's purposes to make us more like Jesus? What do we want to be like? Well, our Father in heaven wants us to be more like Jesus. And as you think about that, I wonder how you feel. Maybe you do think that that is a wonderful thing. But perhaps it seems like a very daunting thing, a very hard thing. And I think we're all tempted to think this way. I think when we stop and focus on ourselves, because we recognise, don't we, often our hardness of heart, how deeply ingrained we feel some of our patterns of life are. And it's tempting to think, is change really possible? And maybe you can think of something in your life right now that you are struggling to see change in. Well, God wants us to become more like Jesus. The good news is that he has provided us with everything to make that possible. How does he help us to become more like Jesus? Well, he has given us his word and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when we fix our eyes on those two things, his word and the Holy Spirit, then actually we find hope for change, because God quite literally can change our heart. We reflected in the first session that God's word reflects what God is like, that his word is true, trustworthy, and transforming. And we see throughout the Bible that God has always worked by his word. He created and upheld the universe by his word. And now he wants to be at work recreating us in his image through his word in the Bible under the direction of the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to focus a bit this evening on that image of the word of God being a sword. And you'll see that picture on your handout. The sword of the Lord. The writer writes to the Hebrews, or the writer of the Hebrews writes, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." And we know in Ephesians, Paul writes that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. I don't know whether you often stop and think about it, how it's sort of quite a striking image for the word to be a sword, and a sharp sword at that. And of course we realize that as a sword it has the power in some way to cut right down into us, into our hearts, who we are as people. It has the power to cut into us and reshape us. I sometimes think that the process of becoming more like Jesus can be likened to a craftsman creating something out of a block of stone or wood. You imagine sawing and, you know, cutting and crafting and moulding and chipping away, making it more and more into what it is destined to become, whatever it is, whatever the artist has in their mind. And so too, the Spirit, who knows us perfectly, wields the sword of the word to shape us into what we are destined to become, like the person of Jesus. What does this mean? But it means that as we read the Bible with the Spirit's help, that we are being transformed. We are being reshaped, not just externally, but inwardly as well. As we read the Bible and ask the Spirit to change us, the word isn't just giving us the framework of a better way of life that we try to conform to in our own strength, but is quite literally at work changing our hearts, our wills and affections to live for Jesus, to give us strength to live for him. That image of the sword. The Spirit takes the powerful word of God and takes it into our hearts. I guess on the one hand, this means that he's helping us to see the glory of Jesus, who he is and what he has done, the hope we have in him, to warm our hearts towards him, that we might really know him for who he is, that it would encourage us. But it also at times, as the author of Hebrews says, the word, it judges our hearts. It exposes our sinful attitudes and desires and seeks to cut those out and replace them in what is good. Replacing untruth, we believe, with truth. Exposing what isn't good in our lives and replacing it with good. Replacing hopelessness with hope. Unloving ways with loving ways. Now, as we read through the Bible and we're asking for the Spirit's help, we can be confident that the Lord is shaping us and transforming us. And I think when we think about our lives, sometimes that means utter transformation. Sometimes it means that we're given the will and strength to be godly in the wake of challenge and temptation. Sometimes this process by which God renews our hearts can be painful, but we trust in his goodness. It can be a slow process that is different for each and every one of us. I don't know about you, but sometimes if we ever stop and look back over our Christian life, we can begin to see the ways in which God, as we've prayed and read his word, has begun to change the way we live. We trust that as we read through the Bible and ask for the Spirit to help us, that we can see the glory of Jesus, who he is, what he has done, what he has called us to be, and that the Spirit will warm our hearts towards him and help us to become more like him. As Paul wrote in his second letter to the Corinthians, I think you read it before, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. What does God want to do for us as we read through his word? He wants to make us more like the person of Jesus. And he does that with the help of the Holy Spirit, who takes those words, doesn't just take them to our mind, but takes them to our heart and begins to change who we are. I just want to end with how these truths both humble and encourage us about becoming like Jesus. Firstly, the humbling part. Of course, it means that becoming more like Jesus means reading the Bible. If we want to be more like Jesus, to live a life that's pleasing to God, then we need to read and listen to his word that shows us what Jesus is like. When you stop and think about it, what a privilege it is that God has made himself known and provided us with his word so that we can live a godly life and know him. He wants us to read his word and let it shape us. Becoming more like Jesus means reading the Bible. And I hope we can see as well that becoming more like Jesus means relying on the Holy Spirit. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit to actually wield those words and be at work in our life. It is very possible to know truth about the Bible without it leading to a changed life. We recognize that we need the Spirit to further open our eyes to see not just who Jesus is, but to really respond to who Jesus is by changing our hearts. And that means we need to read the Bible, but that we need to pray that the Spirit would help us to live out a life that's pleasing to God. So there are some things that challenge us, things that humble us. But also there are some encouragements. Not that those first two aren't encouragements, but I hope that these two encourage you. That becoming more like Jesus is a reality for us. Because becoming more like Jesus isn't something that happens on our own strength, but through the power of God's word, wielded by the Spirit. The challenge is whether we're going to take up these means of change out of love for God, and how we're going to respond to God's word when it challenges us. Of course, it's important to remember that all of us are works in progress, and God is gracious and kind and forgives us when we make mistakes. And finally, what a wonderful thing to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus. Becoming more like Jesus is good. My principal at college, the late Mike Ovey, said that in his humanity, Jesus is actually normal humanity, not abnormal humanity. He is how we are supposed to be as God's created people. So becoming more like Jesus is to learn to be truly human, a way of life that is good for us and for the glory of God. So to sum up, God wants to make us more like his son Jesus. And he does that as we spend time in his word and as we ask the Spirit to shape our hearts through what we read. So, of course, becoming more like Jesus means reading the Bible. Becoming more like Jesus means relying on his Spirit. Becoming more like Jesus is possible. And becoming more like Jesus is good and for God's glory. And, of course, in the end, God promises to perfect their work in us. When we see him, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is.